I'm Alana Medlock, and you're listening to the WGXC News Update. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that Metro North Railroad is proposing a fare increase for March 19th. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority would raise fares 3.75% for monthly and weekly tickets, at the most $15 for the longest monthly trips, and a $6.75 increase for the longest weekly tickets. Some single-trip tickets would increase by 6% under the plan. A public hearing on the changes will be held at 5 p.m. December 20th at the New York Power Authority office in White Plains, and train riders can record video comments at the Metro North Poughkeepsie station from 5 to 7 p.m. on December 7th. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Attorney General Schneiderman's office is asking Governor Andrew Cuomo for authority to investigate Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel E. Abelov for his handling of a case involving a police officer killing a DWI suspect in Troy in April. Quote, the Troy police investigation of the shooting was incomplete when Abelov presented the case to a grand jury that cleared the officer less than a week after the shooting, end quote, the paper reports. Abelov acted while Schneiderman was considering taking over the case and without notifying the Attorney General's office. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Jimmy Vielkind reports in Politico New York that Governor Andrew Cuomo told reporters this week he will run for a third term as governor in 2018. Quote, I'm doing the best job I can as governor. I'm up in 2 years, and I'm planning to run for re-election in 2 years, Cuomo said. Quote, we have a lot of good stuff going on, and it won't all be finished in 2 years. A lot of the projects that we've undertaken are really massive, frankly. Redoing airports, redoing bridges, tackling the whole upstate economy. So we're making a lot of progress, but we have more to do, and I want to finish doing what I told the people of this state that I was going to do. So I plan to run for re-election, and that's it, end quote. Read the full story at Politico New York. John Campbell reports in the Democrat Chronicle that Governor Andrew Cuomo on November 16th unveiled a list of ethics reforms he would like to see adopted. His proposals include banning companies currently bidding on state contracts from donating to political campaigns and creating new watchdog jobs to watch over the executive branch and the state's higher education system. Quote, I believe this public trust and integrity issue must be addressed directly and forthrightly, Cuomo wrote. Former top Cuomo aide Joseph Percoco and others are currently being investigated for bid rigging and bribery, and leaders of each legislative branch from each party were convicted of corruption charges in the past year. Earlier this week, Cuomo appointees on a commission considering pay raises for legislators did not vote, killing the pay raise, and cited a lack of ethics reform legislation as reason for the lack of a raise. Read the full story in the Democrat Chronicle. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.